Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
What up, Fightful friends and family, and welcome to another edition of Fightful Roundtable. The road to WrestleMania is upon us. AEW Revolution is inbound, and who better to break it down with a little fatal four-way of friendship? Izzy, Raj Geary, and Andrew Zarian all joining me today to break down all the big news coming out of one of the busiest times of the year for a pro wrestling fan. I was going to roast Izzy for lacking the championship prestige of the rest of us, but those arcade machines are wicked, and I am so jealous. Yeah. Izzy, how's it going?
I'm doing amazing, and thank you for not roasting me. I gotta say, the arcade machines are better than the tag team, the titles that you guys don't have going on in there. Because listen, I can do so much with these arcade machines. They're not just for display. I can play with them whenever I want. So thank you for roasting me, not roasting me, and thank you for having me on today. So excited to talk to you guys.
Probably like a $20 replica belt, but a lifetime of memories. Many a teddy bear fell in my pursuit for that world title right there. Speaking of the veterans of the room, Raj Geary looking like $1 million, apparently feeling his age on the inside. How are you, my man?
I'm doing well. How about yourself? Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, good. You know, when I hear my older friends and colleagues complain about the aches and pains that come with age, I've been feeling them since I was like 22, and so I'm very worried for what the future has in store for me. But hey, you still look good, so I'm hopeful for what the future's got.
Yeah, well, I've been starting when I sit down to do the that's never a good sign, but thank you.
Andrew Zarian in studio, how are you doing, my guy?
Oh man, we were talking about aches and pains. First, Raj is ageless. He's been around since the beginning of internet pro wrestling coverage, right? He one of the first ones. Wrestling Inc. was probably one of the first websites I would crew for wrestling, And, you know, he's ageless. Nobody knows this. Raj is really like 450 years old, but he has that ability to just look so youthful. Aches and pains. I have gout. I fractured my hip over the summer. I'm falling apart.
Jeez. You look great, my friend.
Well, thank you. I'm hanging in.
All the more reason I'm grateful for you guys all being here, especially you, Andrew. Andrew is apparently on death's doors, but let's try and get you through this podcast before, you know, it takes a downward swing. We're going to start right here, guys. Probably one of the more interesting things coming out of the news cycle, Kenny Omega sat down with Renee Paquette on the Sessions, formerly Oral Sessions, of course. And this was really one of the longest form, most in-depth interviews that Kenny Omega has done since Brawl Out. You know, he was still very measured in his responses, a lot of things that he could not or chose not to talk about. But probably one of the more interesting wrinkles coming out of it is tied to reports that WWE is interested in pursuing Kenny Omega. We've come to learn reportedly that Kenny Omega's contract was extended as a consequence of injury time that he took off. But it poses the question, you know, when AEW first launched, it was the alternative, right? It was where the disenfranchised could go and rebuild themselves. And we've seen success stories. I think Jon Moxley is probably the strongest example of someone who really turned things around and became the truest form of themselves after leaving the WWE. But Cody Rhodes, you know, the spark that ignited AEW, has had such a great run up until this point in the WWE, wins the Royal Rumble, is headlining WrestleMania, and suddenly there is an opportunity both ways. It's a revolving door. You could now go presumably from AEW to WWE or vice versa. So my question for you all is, what is the best move long-term for Kenny Omega? Do we think that he'd be better off in WWE, or is the long-term best plan for his self-interest, in our opinions, or what we like to see out of Kenny Omega, to stay with AEW? Izzy, I'm going to let you take this one first.
Yeah, so I never really like to say, oh, I think this wrestler would be better off in this company. I think that's fair, and you know, I'm a pro wrestling fan. I'm a fan of every company, wrestler, you name it. However, I think it's really exciting that we are starting to talk about these rumors about Kenny Omega going to WWE, because we would get a lot of dream matches. I remember before AEW was even a thing, we were already talking about Kenny Omega possibly going into NXT or WWE as a whole. So this is just an exciting time for Omega. I kind of want to compare this to Tom Brady. Nobody thought Tom Brady was going to leave the Patriots, and nobody wanted to see him leave the Patriots as well. But when he went to the Buccaneers, he was Super Bowl. I feel like it's the same thing with Kenny Omega. I think he is like a Tom Brady, where he can go anywhere and still be your Super Bowl champ.
Raj?
You know, it's difficult to say. You know, it's interesting because up until this point, because when AEW started, so many of the guys start signed four-year deals, that you didn't really see much of the back and forth. You saw it mostly one way, and now you're starting to really see the big names, you know, coming free. I mean, you know, Cody was obviously the first last year, but now you're starting to see Omega, the Bucks. And look, a year ago, I would have never have thought that WWE was going to do as great a job as they did with Cody, that a year later, he'd be main eventing WrestleMania. So it's no longer like, you know, back in the day, WWE, when they got someone from Impact or someone else, it's like they felt like they needed to pay their dues and, you know, they weren't pushed to the top right off the bat. And now it's all changed there. You can be a star as soon as you come in. And there is just something really interesting about Omega and WWE under this Triple H regime. I'd be more cautious if it was Vince, but with Triple H and you having the top guys at the top right now, Roman Reigns versus Kenny Omega, was just, you know, such an interesting matchup. They're so different. I agree with Izzy. It's tough to say whether they'd be better off one player or the other. But I think he'd be fitting in better in WWE now than at any point in recent memory.
Andrew?
Yeah, you know, a couple of years ago when they initially wanted him, they had, I mean, the rumor was that they had It was a big money offer with a title run nearly as a guarantee. I would say as far as solidifying his future and the you know the name Kenny Omega in pro wrestling, I think going to WWE would be the final thing for him, right? He's done everything you could imagine. It really comes down to what does he want to do? Does he want to stay in AEW and continue to grow that brand? It is a growing brand, even though they had a terrible second half of the year, as far as, you know, optics go and the CM Punk situation, which was insane. I think for Kenny, it really comes down to what does he want to be remembered as? And unfortunately, in pro wrestling, if you don't go to WWE at one point, you kind of fall away from the, you know, from the conversation. 10 years from now, Kenny Omega not going to WWE versus Kenny Omega going to WWE, what does that do for his legacy? AJ Styles is a great example of this. I don't think anybody thought AJ going to WWE would be a positive for his career. I don't think anybody thought that they would put the title on him multiple times. You know, up until the last year, he was in the mix for a while. And, you know, and AJ's not Kenny. You know, AJ's a lot older than Kenny, and he went on, you know, he was in Impact, but he didn't have the prestige that Kenny has with being on in AEW. I think that really it comes down to a number of things. What do you want to do at the end of your career? Do you want to be in WWE? Do you want to solidify your name as one of the greatest of all time to an audience that maybe won't recognize that? Or do you want to continue doing what you've been so good at? Personally, I think he would thrive in WWE. I think WWE is very much aware of the importance of having a guy like that for the optics of going up against AEW in any capacity, whether or not you think they're competition or not. I think it's a positive for his career, and I think it's a positive for WWE if he were to go. AEW would be the loser here if he were to leave.
Yeah, certainly. It's this... I struggled so much when I was sort of gauging this and trying to sort of map out what at least I would like to see. Kenny Omega, for his part, said, at this stage, for the time being, you know, he set goals, he's accomplished them, rinse and repeat, and his primary focus is helping the next generation of stars reach their peak at or sooner than Kenny Omega was able to reach it himself. So AEW, where he's kind of got a stake as an EVP, probably the place where he can have the biggest impact in that sense. To your point, Andrew, I feel like AJ Styles' WWE 1 really cemented his place among...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Hall of Famer for sure.
Yeah. It would have, you know, we've sure taken him from like being king of everything but WWE to... I don't, you know, you may not put him on like your Mount Rushmore, but I think in terms of overall body of work and overall quality of work, he's officially one of the best to ever do it.
Oh, 100%. And at the age that he's performing at, he came in at the end of his career in WWE. You know, I think a lot of people forget how old he... I think he's 46, and up until he hurt himself, he was still performing at a top level. And he's a guy that's a smaller framed guy that people for many, many years, you know, everybody heard the rumor of, you know, a low money offer when he initially left TNA Impact. And then he went to Japan because WWE wasn't going to match, you know, his salary or what he had wanted. But this is a guy that went to Japan, got off of national television in North America for a while, and then went to WWE and got one of the greatest reactions ever in a Royal Rumble. And he had a great run. So I think WWE very much realizes this, but you have to look at what they're doing with Cody as the test bed for this. If they do right by Cody, you know, for his career, I'm not whether or not he wins a title or not, I don't know if he is, but let's assume he will. How does that people on the AEW side that contracts are running out feel? Will they think, okay, I the grass is greener on that side. I have an opportunity to become, you know, WWE World Heavyweight Champion, which is still a big deal, even though this is all, you know, it's pro wrestling, to say that you've achieved the greatest, you know, accomplishment in the business. it goes a long way. And guys like MJF and, you know, maybe the Bucks or even guys that were signed to WWE, they're looking at this and thinking, okay, what do they do with Kenny? What do they do with Cody? Because I could be in that position in a year or two.
And so, and I gotta say, like, since Kenny has returned, I don't feel like they are using him to his full potential. And I don't know if it's because his contract, you know, had been coming up. There was some uncertainty with his contract, but the fact that, you know, he's one of their biggest stars. And when he came back, he never did that big in-ring promo on Dynamite, just kind of thrown in these matches. Most of them don't have much build or much story. And, you know, and then you look on the other channel and you see what they're doing with Cody. I just think that's, I don't know. I just think that's got to be something that's in the back of his head, or unless he's preferring it this way.
So, guys, this perfectly ties into sort of the follow-up question I had before I wanted to move on to Cody Rhodes. And to everyone in the Super Chat, if you have any questions, please feel free to leave a Super Chat donation. We'll get to those at the end. $1, $100, $1,000. I've got my preference, but all of it works. Perhaps the more important question to ask here is, because for every John Moxley we've had in AEW, we've also had someone like Miro, who started strong and then sort of got wiped off the face of the earth. We've had Malakai Blacks and Buddy Matthews, who showed promise and then, you know, have struggled with being booked consistently. Why is it that Cody Rhodes has worked so well in WWE, and is that going to apply to Kenny Omega?
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm going to open the floor to this one.
I think he's just so different than the kind of characters you've been presented in WWE so far. He just has, you know, a kind of authenticity that maybe has been missing when they're trying to give these over-the-top characters in WWE, where Cody feels more like a real person, and which is, you know, kind of been a unique situation at the top. So I think he's just a breath of fresh air, and his promos are just so different. They don't sound like the regular scripted promos that, you know, where it sounds like they're trying to memorize lines or anything like that. They always seem from the heart and like legitimate. And I think that's probably the biggest thing is the legitimacy and authenticity that he brings.
I completely agree with that. And that's what I love about Cody so much is because he's authentic. And that's why I fell in love with him. One thing that I also want to add is that I feel like he can be the face of a company anywhere he goes. You know, AEW, he was obviously the face of the company. WWE, I feel like he can be the same thing. But as he was saying, like, he's authentic. Like, people are just attracted to him. Like, those the promos that he cuts, like, they're coming from the heart. And I really think that's what WWE needed last year when he arrived. So with Kenny Omega, it's, you know, I feel like they're very different. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And like I said, this is just an exciting time to really see what is going to happen, where Kenny Omega ends up, if he stays in AEW, if he goes to WWE. We really don't know what's going to happen, but Cody is the perfect baby face. He is the perfect guy to be the face of the company, which I think is why his run in WWE has been so extremely successful.
Yeah, and he's a marketable guy. And, you know, for WWE, when they decide to put him in that position, your in-ring and your crowd reaction are just two of many factors. Cody hits a lot of them. Cody is marketable. He's PR friendly. He'll go on the Tonight Show. He has this very unique look. He also has the prestige of being, you know, Dusty's kid. And on top of that, think of how great that looks for the, you know, I brought this up before. The emphasis on is a huge part for WWE, and they took an executive vice president from the competition that was getting booed, and they brought him to their TV, and now he's the biggest babyface in the company. That tells a big story here. And they also need top tier talent like that. They don't have a babyface on the top that has been booked like how he has been booked. You know, they have a hard time doing that because eventually they become, you know, corny, the baby faces in that company. I would all agree that Roman Reigns is probably the best character that they've done, character development that they've done in years. Maybe I would say over the last, you know, 5 years, definitely maybe over the last decade. And he's not a baby face. And the only one that they had really was Danielson, and that was never designed to happen. So I think this is great for WWE. They're back in the swing of things when it comes to getting people to be interested. Obviously, we could tell by the ratings and their gates have been tremendous. I think Cody is definitely a big force for them to do this.
Well, that serves as a perfect segue, guys. I think Raj and I will forever be at odds on this. Now, while I very much acknowledge and understand and in many ways agree with your wrathful, vengeful, committed Twitter spree of, hey guys, Sami Zayn was not the guy to beat Roman Reigns at Elimination Chamber. I cannot fight you on logic, but boy, did my heart want Sami Zayn to win that thing clean. And it remains undeterred. Nothing could have satisfied me except for Sami Zayn winning the world title in Montreal. And I can't tell you that that's the right move, but it was the right move for my heart and my soul. Yet, the WWE, between what's presented on TV and sort of the reports that come out backstage, has really done about as great of a job as they could, along with Cody Rhodes, to somehow, like, shield him and bulletproof him and have him not become sort of a victim of Sami Zayn's popularity. We're headed towards Cody versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. We're moving on from Sami and Roman officially, as it seems like we're moving towards, you know, maybe the tag team match against the Usos or something like that. And somehow, people don't hate Cody for it. People are, in fact, very excited to see what Cody and Roman are going to produce. So my question for all of you, and I guess we'll start with Raj on this one, who's most responsible for this best-case scenario playing out? And long-term, trying to word this correctly. Hey, let's just start there. Who would you sort of credit the most for this playing out as well as it has? And could it have played out any better, considering how much was at stake with fans' emotions?
And you know, a month ago, I was kind of leaning towards Sami as well. And then it was just kind of when I really sat and thought about it, like, where do you go next? Do you have Roman lose just to win it back? Like with Drew McIntyre. I don't know if you remember back then, but so many people were saying Drew should have gotten that win, that Drew should have won in his home arena. And it's like, then you're having him win and lose so many times before finally getting to Cody. And I just felt like that waters down Owen if he is in fact the guy that they see, you know, being one of their top guys on the level of Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar. So, but you gotta, you know, you gotta admit that Sami Zayn has knocked it out of the park. He's been amazing. And it was one of those things where they had two very great choices with Cody and Sami,
which is rare for WWE.
Yeah, exactly. Usually they're scrambling to find one, but having two amazing choices, I don't think you could have gone wrong with either one. I don't think Cody and Sami is necessarily a WrestleMania main event yet. Neither of those guys have headlined an A show yet. So to go into the biggest WrestleMania of all time with that as your event, I just don't feel like that would have been a right move. A triple threat just waters it down. So I think they made the right choice going with Cody. I think it's going to be electric on SmackDown when they're finally in the ring for the first time. But you got to admit, Sami, in this storyline, the numbers have gone up. The ratings for SmackDown, I was looking at them earlier, and the average monthly ratings are the best in years, you know, for February. So, you know, and as Andrew mentioned earlier, they're killing it at the gate. I mean, Raw is about to be sold out, I think, for a second week in a row, maybe a third week in a row. So they're doing sellouts where they used to never do that for a while. So this Bloodline storyline, you can't just say it's just Sami, but he's a big part of it. You still got to give credit to Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso and Roman Reigns and the whole story.
Let's not forget
story.
Solo Sikoa, who never breaks character. Under any circumstances.
Absolutely. Everyone has been tremendous in their roles. So, and you got to give credit to Triple H, you know, and their team for not dropping the ball on the storyline, for keeping you wanting more. And every time you think that maybe the story's slowing down or this is where it's going to end, it just keeps going. I mean, people were mad that Sami and KO didn't have that hug at the end of Elimination Chamber. I thought it was perfect because it keeps you wanting more and seeing where the story is going as opposed to giving too much away at one time. So it's Bloodline storyline. Everyone, I mean, they've all been responsible for this. Is probably the hottest streak WWE's been on. Many, many, many years.
What's the last, Andrew, before we give you the floor, I will let you segue into this. When's the last time a storyline in WWE was this hot?
Me?
Oh, man.
Or Andrew?
Has the answer first. Gosh, I think CM Punk started off that way when, you know, when right. they just killed that story. Like, it died quick. But as far as having real interest, geez, probably Batista and Triple H that sustained and had a satisfying climax. But I don't even think that was good as this one. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Dang. Well, I mean, here's the better question, right? When is the last time WWE had a predetermined story that got over the way that it did, right? Because I wouldn't add Danielson to that. Danielson wasn't by their design. It had happened. Kofi winning the title was such a great story, but that wasn't by design. But I agree. I think Punk would have been it if they had committed to it. But the Yes Movement, you know, I don't think that was WWE's design. Like, this is all planned out. This is from beginning to end. WWE has known where they're going with this, and they've pivoted properly. Sami was a pivot, you know, obviously. I agree with Raj, by the way. I would have loved nothing more to see Sami win that title. It just didn't make sense for the time that we're in. Yeah. Long term. Well, you know, it would, if this was August, if this was September and Sami got hot and we were where we are today, there's no question that they should put the title on Sami, at least for a short term, and have Roman take it back. I think that would have worked. I think right now, if you did that, it would take the emphasis off of Cody. It would hurt that people would reject Cody as the champion because they would want the underdog in Sami to win it. You know, this is long-term storytelling. They've committed to it. They've done a good job. I'm trying to think, when was the last, is it 2006? You might be right.
I'm shocked I remember that date, but here we are.
I but you know, that's a problem, right? It's a real problem that we can't sit here and say, in the last, the Shield, I would say the Shield was the last big program that they did properly, because they didn't really mess them up. I mean, it got a little wacky at the end, but really, they never really messed it up. Seth Rollins abandoning them was a big story, too. But as far as long-term like this, it's been a very long time that they've told a story this level. The business is working, and you could paddle on Sammy at some point. I don't think it should have been now. I agree with Raj.
Is he?
Me to say that, by the way.
Anything to add, Izzy?
So I was actually at the Royal Rumble, and Cody Rhodes won the Rumble, and after Sammy returned on the Bloodline, I knew immediately that it would be very, very, very difficult to have to transition from Sami Zayn to Cody Rhodes. And I'm actually shocked how well that's sort of going right now and how well the fans are reacting, because everybody wanted to see Sami Zayn. I was watching Elimination Chamber. I thought he was going to win for a second, and I truly didn't want to see him beat Roman Reigns. However, I just don't think the timing was right, because you have Cody Rhodes right behind him. And I think the WWE is going to be able to create a really good storyline between Roman and Cody that is so similar to Sami Zayn, because that's something that I really don't want to see, is sort of like a carbon copy of what we saw with Roman and Sam. I really want to see a new and fresh storyline between Cody and Roman. And I think both of them are very capable. I mean, there's so much that they can go into. But I'm really excited to see what they're going to come up with. It's going to be a great match at Mania as well. Something that I've always wanted to see for a long time. But I think this is truly like the WrestleMania headline. Like, this is the match that you want at Mania.
Well, and, you know, we're not, last I read at least, the other headliner is not 100% dead set. Could understand why they might give it to the Raw or Women's SmackDown. The Raw SmackDown Women's title. If they want to go with what has the most buzz, I think the Usos versus Kevin and Sami Zayn. Not only do I think that makes the most sense in terms of sort of ending the night hot, but if you want to at least give Sami Zayn his WrestleMania moment in a sense, maybe it's not quite the same as beating Roman Reigns for the world title, but giving him a headlining spot where he can capture a title, I do, in a great storyline that's developing. This, honestly, in many ways, the storyline at this moment between Sammy and the Usos is the most interesting thing going on. And Roman, you know, there's a lot of history there that Roman and Cody kind of need to catch up on. I'd love to see that headline maybe the first night. Now, before we move on to another superstar who is very much bubbling and getting hotter and is in for big things, we got to go to Mr. SRS. You know, Mustafa Ali just... big smile takes a win off Dolph Ziggler. And if you're fearful of the return of retribution, God knows I am, because that did not pan out well. NordVPN might have you covered, guys. So let's see what Sean has to say.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. How about this? 30-day money-back guarantee. 4 months free. Watch your favorite shows abroad, whether you're traveling or you're at home and you want to watch something from overseas. Access this on all of your devices, phone, laptop, desktop, PC, tablet, doesn't matter. Three great tiers, a pass, a locker, a VPN, or all three. Block annoying pop-up ads, block malware, block online trackers. Keep your data safe, browse anonymously, browse securely with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Shield your data from snoops and criminals. You know I'm a snoop. I'm not a criminal, but I am a snoop. So unless you want me getting your scoops, get NordVPN.com/Fightful. Secure all of your devices. Check it out. It's a great deal. How can you afford to miss this? You're going to end up saving money with NordVPN.com/Fightful and having a better browsing experience.
Thank you, Sean. I can never hear those ad reads on my end, but I am sure you did right by Nord. Raj, do you want to drop that fun fact that you were giving us off camera about the meaning or the significance behind Kevin and Sammy possibly headlining opposite the Usos?
Yeah. I was mentioning that it would be the first since WrestleMania 1 that you've had a tag match headline, any wrestler. WrestleMania. So that's a huge deal, and especially, you know, I don't AEW pay-per-views. I don't think there's been one where a tag match is headlined. So I mean, it's showing, like, you know, that they're really giving some strong storylines to the tag division as well.
Izzy was in the house for the Royal Rumble. That means she got to witness, mm-hmm. at least in recent memory, one of the best final twos, where Cody Rhodes and Gunther, who set the record for a ring time in a traditional 30-man Royal Rumble match, they basically had like a proper singles match to wrap up the Royal Rumble. There are reports that Gunther is in for a very big push, well warranted, not just on the quality of the work, but it's sort of in line with how we've seen him presented on the main roster, right? Especially when he came in fantastic shape, that set a good precedent with the old management, it appears. The new regime, obviously, Triple H is a big fan of the guy. This is the most decorated an Intercontinental Champion has felt in a very long time. And we've had guys like Cody Rhodes try and sort of bring that prestige back with the white strap, and it works to various degrees, but I do not remember the last time that sort of like true secondary championship workhorse intercontinental title has felt the way it has. And I do wonder, I'd love to ask Triple H if like his own experiences as an intercontinental, I feel like the superstars really value and appreciate the intercontinental title in a way they may not the US title, and I wonder if that has sort of encourage Triple H to put more emphasis on it. Gunther is in reportedly for a big push, particularly if Cody Rhodes wins the world title at WrestleMania. Guys, I would love to see when Raj, you can let me know, when's the last time we had a big world champion versus intercontinental champion match? I know obviously we had Warrior versus Hogan at WrestleMania.
I can't think.
Yeah. Oh man. Are you guys all sold? Can we do Cody Rhodes versus Gunther? Champ versus champ, WrestleMania Backlash
pay-per-view after? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is this the right call? In turn, if you had to push one person right now to really break in through a main event scene that we've often talked about is quite barren. Like up until the Drew McIntyre Clash at the Castle match, and that was even partly a consequence of it being on home soil for Drew, WWE was sort of in this pattern of who do we bring up to feed to Roman, back down they go. If you had to pick one superstar to sort of bring into the sphere of like really believable main eventers, is it Gunther? And if not, who is it? Andrew, let's start with you.
I think for Cody to have a really strong heel as an opponent, yeah, 100%. But also another name that will be getting a big push this year is Montez Ford, and his performance in Chamber showed what a top tier singles he could be. Already they're kind of starting that on commentary and the way that things are going, you know, that the emphasis on Montez is shining. You know, he's going to be a top tier babyface if they don't turn him or anything, but I think having him as a top babyface is a tremendous asset at the top. There is a great heel. You know, it's a WWE foreign heel. It's right up their alley. This is a book. Him and Cody could do tremendous stuff. You know, the all-American, red hot baby face versus the foreign heel.
That one didn't work out for Cody too well the last time.
It didn't the last time it didn't work out. But, you know, that promo, that promo did not help him in that. maybe you should be careful with that. You know what? WWE is a little bit better at scripting, so they could get it right. But, you know, it's right up their alley. So how do you not do it? But there's a bunch of these guys that they got to do. On Breaker, do you bring them? Is that a guy that gets elevated after Mania? You know, they are lacking for sure. Seth obviously entering in the mix on that top tier. I definitely see a Logan Paul and Cody match that could possibly happen. It's shaping up, but they need...
This is the issue. Every time I see Logan Paul on my screen or I'm told he's going to be another match, I scoff. And every time I'm blown away by the match. So honestly, he might just be the best heel in the game because I hate him. I hate the idea of watching him in a wrestling ring over guys who I think deserve that spot. But every time he goes there, I'm thoroughly entertained and thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, he's great. He's really impressive. I don't want to like him either. And I think that says something, right, about what a great heel he could be.
It's exactly what we want.
But it's his in-ring ability. I've never seen somebody that is not a wrestler that has that athleticism the second they enter the ring. He's had four matches, right? Before?
Three. Well, if you count the
Has
Royal
there
Rumble.
Been a bad one?
If you count the Royal Rumble. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let that too. Right. Has there ever been a bad showing of him? Not really. That's impressive. It's so hard, man. Wrestling is not easy. Izzy knows.
It is not easy.
It is not easy.
It is not. I do want to add, if you don't mind. I think Gunther. I'm really excited for this big push that he's supposed to get. I watched him for a while now, ever since NXT UK, ever since he was in NXT, here in Orlando. I think he's always great. I think he's on another level right now on the main roster. And I feel like if Cody was to win the title at WrestleMania, I feel like Gunther would be a really good first contender for Cody, because we would get that classic babyface versus heel. I really think Gunther would do some damage on Cody, and I think we'd have some fans thinking, like, is Gunther gonna win? Because he's a big challenge for Cody. But like I said, it would be a great match. I feel like that we need to have that if Cody wins the title at Mania. But I'm just really excited for this push for Gunther. I really think he deserves it. I think it's been a long time coming, and it's about time that he gets a good push.
Raj, is the work of Gunther good enough to erase the disdain we had for his name change upon arrival to the roster?
No, I think he's just been killing it, and it shows, like, when you got the right booking behind you and you're able to perform at that level, what can happen. And you're seeing it right now. Real quick, a quick correction: it would be Logan Paul's fourth match if you counted the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. But to all your guys's points, and Andrew, you were kind of mentioning this, Cody wins, you kind of open up the floodgates of potential opponents. You know, you have Sammy, you could do. You have Drew, you know, Drew always has that thing where he never was champion in front of the fans. You know, you could turn heel. You got your AJ Styles, Lashley. There's just a ton of people.
AJ Styles.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, and sometimes absence makes the heart grow fonder. AJ's getting this little time off with his foot injury, coming back, and you could easily put him back in that top slot. So it just really opens the floodgates. But I think Gunther is a great choice. I don't know if I do him first. I'm guessing they'd do Roman again, yeah, like a rematch. I'd almost see Gunther at something like SummerSlam, yeah, where you could, you know, you have that big stadium event, and it just makes it a little more special. You can do more of a build. But yeah, I think he's just been killing it, and the booking's been great on him. And he's, you know, one of those things with the regime change. I don't think the old regime would have done him justice. And like you're seeing right now.
Last thing, guys, before we wrap up on this, you know, all the big players come out for WrestleMania, and that reportedly includes John Cena. Hey, if we're not getting The Rock, John Cena's no small feat to get him back in there. There were reports initially they were talking about doing John Cena versus Logan Paul. It's very clear now that we're going in the direction of Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul, and the front runner for WrestleMania 39 on the Cena sweepstakes is Cena versus Austin Theory for the U.S. Championship. There's sort of a fun callback there with Austin Theory's open challenge, because John Cena would host a lot of open challenges as U.S. champion. I remember talking to Theory over for CBS Sports in my YouTube channel, and I actually asked him for his official prediction, would it be Austin Theory versus John Cena at WrestleMania? And he said yes, and it seems like we're very much knocking on that door. Is this the best option? If you were in that Booker's seat and you had a John Cena match, based on all the current storylines that are already sort of in development in the WWE, would you go with John Cena versus Austin Theory, or is there something we're missing here? I'll open the floor, whoever's got the first answer.
You know, when
Oh, sorry,
Izzy.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Sorry.
Take it, Izzy. Take it.
I'm trying to be rude here. I think Austin Theory is a really good person to face John Cena at WrestleMania. I think when Austin Theory got on the main roster, I feel like he really rose to the occasion. Also, when he was in the whole The Way faction in NXT, we saw a lot of interesting things from him, and I think he just holds a ton of star power. I feel like it would be a really, really great match between him and John because, you know the saying, legends make young stars. I feel like it's going to be the same case for John Cena versus Austin Theory. Because John Cena, he's already established. Imagine what that match is going to do for Austin Theory. Imagine if Austin Theory beats John Cena at WrestleMania. I don't think I would know how to act, especially in the WWE universe, which would be insane. But I really think Austin Theory would be a great, great guy to face John Cena at WrestleMania.
Raj?
Yeah, you know, when there was that talk of Steve Austin coming back, I was really hoping for Austin versus Cena because you got like this cross generational dream match. But as far as Cena helping elevate an up and coming talent, I think Austin Theory really fills that void or whatever. It's the perfect choice. You could have done someone like Gunther too. Getting Gunther that big win. I feel like Gunther's a little higher up than Austin Theory right now, but Austin Theory is more like a mirror image of Cena, and there's a lot you could play into that, that storyline where Austin Theory is almost like a young Cena, and that could make a great storyline. So I'm anxious to see where they go with this. I think there's a lot of great directions that they can go, and because of that, I think that's the right choice.
I really hope that they do, because lean into that story if they go that direction, because, again, I'm just sort of reflecting on the interview that him and I did, and he said that, particularly in the absence of a father growing up, like, Austin Theory modeled his whole teen and adult life around John Cena. It's not a matter of coincidence that they are compared. And Austin has told this to John Cena. It's like, you are my role model. Everything I do, from the bodybuilding to the pro wrestling, was inspired by John Cena. So if they go that route, I really hope they sort of dig beyond the surface and tell the real story behind it, because I think it could make for a marvelous prelude to WrestleMania. Andrew?
Yeah, I think this is a great opportunity for Austin Theory. He will be the future of that company. He's one of those guys. Everyone that I've spoken to that's there sees how important it is to position him in a good spot right now. I don't think his presentation was done right in NXT. I had seen him on the indies here in the Northeast. I saw him evolve a bunch of times. He was super impressive when I saw him, and he's very young too. I think the teaming up with Gargano kind of took the emphasis off of what a great act he is. He came to the main roster. He got teamed up with Vince, and that did not help whatsoever. I think now is the moment. I like what I'm seeing. It's still very early in his run, but him having an opportunity of maybe beating Cena at WrestleMania, or even losing to Cena and having, a return match or something, it goes a long way. And I can tell you that the metrics that they use, Rog, you would know, they do that. I guess it's like polling or whatever, however they do it. He's gauging very high right now, with a younger audience. And that is vital. That is something that AEW is lacking, that they're not able to build that younger audience as quickly as they would want. And I think for WWE, they are masters at this. That's why it was so important for John Cena to be there in the 2000s and not be a heel, regardless of how much myself I wanted him to be in heel and everybody else, and you too. They know what they have. And it's very important how they're positioning him. So this is a huge test for him. This year at WrestleMania is going to really, the path he's on in 2023.
To wrap up, guys, let's just play a little game, sort of in the spirit of the one.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your anniversary of Cody's return to WWE. Obviously, that was at WrestleMania 38 last year. As we inch towards that, if you could have one person in pro wrestling not currently under contract with WWE make a surprise return at WrestleMania, who would it be? It can be a legend. It can be an active champion in another organization. So long as they're, you know, still kicking and breathing, the floor is open to this one.
I'll go first. How about that? I'm going to cheat. Okay. I'm going to cheat. The Rock.
Do you... Andrew, do you think we're ever going to get that Rock versus Roman Reigns match?
I think so. I think we're going to get it. If well, you know what? I should say, I think if we don't get it next year, I think it's dead in the water. 2 years ago, I had you know, the idea was being kicked around that he was wrestling, right, at WrestleMania. Then that year happened, and they said, well, the pandemic happened, it delayed it, next year's going to happen, and now this was the closest we came, it didn't happen. If it does happen, it has to be next year, and after that, I would lose hope.
On the plus side, we as the human species love round numbers, so WrestleMania 40 sounds like a great
there
place
you go.
To sort of
yeah.
stuff. Raj, is he?
Yeah, I oh, sorry.
No, yeah, whoever, either. Go for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
She cut you off last time, Raj, it's your turn to shine.
Yeah. Yes.
yeah, The Rock would be great. You know, I think I you know, we were talking about this off air, but you know, with the Hall of Fame this year, The Rock or Batista makes sense being in LA. So you think one of them would be appearing, you know, at the show anyway. But as far as like returning, like someone coming back or coming in as an active brother, yeah. I think it'd be a good time for Randy Orton. He's been out for a while. Ooh. Had been reports that he's coming back, and he's someone that could have a killer feud with Cody. They got the history, you know, they have the past and legacy, and I could see that just being a big deal. So Randy Orton is as someone that's realistic, I'll throw him in there.
Okay, is he?
Actually, I was gonna say Randy Orton as well, because I adore Randy, and I absolutely miss him right now. And as Ron was saying, like, the storyline between him and Cody would just be incredible, and I feel like on another level, especially those promos, because Randy Orton, like, he's amazing at promos. Like, he is who I want to watch and who I like to watch whenever I try to promo study. But man, like, that would be such an amazing match. So definitely waiting for Randy to return. The Rock is an obvious answer when it comes to who I want to see return at WrestleMania. I feel like it would have been perfect if it would have been this year in WrestleMania Hollywood. The Rock and Hollywood, they go hand in hand. But unfortunately, we can't get everything we want. But if it's not next year, I really think it's going to be kind of dead in the water with The Rock coming back, unfortunately. But yeah, Randy Orton and The Rock, it'd be cool to see them at WrestleMania, hopefully soon.
You know, we kind of kicked off the show with this. Kenny Omega's entrance is one of my favorite in pro wrestling right now. Like, it stands out. It has a certain degree of pageantry. I would kill to see that Kenny Omega intro at WrestleMania, much like we saw the Cody Rhodes one. Although you somehow got to get Justin Roberts in there, because no one does it quite like he does. Not that it's at all in the realm of possibility, but I'm just going to laugh so hard if by some, you know, fictitious miracle, CM Punk shows up at WrestleMania and GTS is someone into oblivion. I'm a fan of chaos. I want to see everything go to hell, so let's let's get CM Punk at WrestleMania 39. I'll be satisfied. Guys, this has been so much fun. I want to thank you all for being here. Thanks to everyone in the chat. Andrew Zarian pulling double duty, you know, responding to compliments about his stylish hair mid-show. Total pro right.
Listen, the hair comments, I gotta respond. If someone talks about my hair, I gotta respond to it.
Hey, you know what? Everyone's got a good head of hair going. I feel lucky. Izzy's still young enough that like it could all fall out on a moment's notice, so I'm wishing you luck over the next several years. But Raj, Andrew, myself, you know, I think if we still got it, we're good. So I'm happy to hear that, knock on wood there. I want to let you guys all with the last word. So very quickly, thanks to everyone who tuned in. If maybe you followed one of these wonderful people over here on the Fightful bandwagon, please subscribe for all the hard work that Sean Ross Sapp, Jimmy Van, the entire team over at Fightful does. They've got tons of review shows, interviews, podcasts, all sorts of goodies to keep you entertained as we head into a busy road to WrestleMania. Izzy, if there's anything you want to let the people know, the floor is yours.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on today. It was an absolute blast to talk about World Pro Wrestling with you guys. Viewers, you can find me all over social media, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Izzy Mania across the board. Stay tuned for some exciting stuff coming up, like the debut match. You know, stay tuned for that.
Hey, Raj. You're going to have a world title there soon, too. Look at that.
Oh, you know it.
Raj Geary, my man, where can everyone
find
you? I've got
the winged eagle behind me, but yeah, follow me on Twitter at TheRajGeary, and check out WrestlingInc.com. You know, we always have great stuff over there, and yeah, that's about it, and thanks for having me on. This is always a blast.
If you want to argue with Raj Geary, his Twitter handle is right there, so he will send you that out, but you know, he'll be nice about it the first few times.
Right, yeah, it starts nice.
Andrew Zarian, my man.
Make it simple. Follow me on Twitter at Andrew Zarian. I do the Wrestling Observer Live radio show on Sundays. I do Mat Men on Fridays. I do We're Live Pal on Tuesdays. Always covering something in pro wrestling. So I would say just follow my Twitter.
As for me, if I'm presuming if you're here, you're a wrestling fan, Shaq Wrestling on YouTube. That's where you find all my interviews. Lots of goodies to dig into. The Undertaker, Malachi Black, Tony Khan, all that stuff over there. If you're an MMA fan, UFC 285 on the horizon this Saturday. You know, second of third or fourth coffees I'll have to consume today, but we got interviews with Cyril Gane, who fights John Jones for the world title, Alexa Grasso in the co-main, Mataj Gamrot. Everything you need's covered there, as well as all my written work on CBSSports.com. Most importantly, one last thank you to Fightful for hosting us, letting us do this thing. We'll be back next month with another all-star panel. If you have any requests, please leave them in the chat or on the YouTube comments. Hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the fights if you're into it. Enjoy Revolution coming up. Enjoy the great storytelling on the road to WrestleMania. We'll see you here next time on Fightful Pro Wrestling.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.